Tim, the 1st of March began the end of emergency SNAP benefits. What's been the reaction at the Bryan-College Station Salvation Army among those who receive food benefits?
Yeah, we've definitely seen an increase in need. In fact, our first distribution of the month, all of our food was gone in under 45 minutes because of the increased need that we're seeing in the community.
And is it the number of people that's the increase, as well as the amount of food that people are also seeking?
Yeah, I definitely think what we're seeing is more families in need. So families that maybe the SNAP benefits were enough for them to cover and they didn't need to come to the Salvation Army, now we're seeing them maybe back in our line needing the assistance from the Salvation Army. And so it's definitely an increase in number of families needing assistance.
And how has the BCS Salvation Army responded to the additional need?
Well, the hard thing is that resources are limited. And so more and more now we're trying to get the word out and let people know if you can donate dry goods or if you can donate financially to help us go purchase more food, because unfortunately we have limited resources. So right now we haven't been able to increase the amount we have to distribute. And so we really need community partners to come around us. You know, if you can grab an extra item at the grocery store and then bring it by the Salvation Army, we can get that out to families in need in our community.
We talked so much during the holidays about the online component. Is that available even? We're in the quote-unquote off-season, but this is a bit of an emergency now.
Right. You can go online to our website, salvationarmybcs.org. You can donate, or you can even sign up to be a part of our food pantry on Tuesdays, helping to pack the food, and on Wednesdays to distribute that food. And so, you know, even if you can't give financially, we'd love for you to be out there helping us to get the food out to those in need in our community.
And I'm glad you brought the volunteer component, because if you're going to be getting more food brought in for distribution, you need people to help organize and distribute it.
Absolutely. And that's what we hope to see. We hope to see our community, you know, rise up again to meet a challenging need that we're seeing and bring in more food. And then we can help meet more need in our community. And then these families that are once again kind of finding themselves in need by the impact of even the remnants of COVID or, you know, the inflation that we've seen in our community.